based travel photographer who's made a career of capturing images from every corner of the globe. But the origins of her extraordinary career lie in a summer when she was just 16 years old and found herself exiled to a tiny island off the coast of North Carolina in the off-season. Ocracoke Island is a tiny resort destination, windswept and beautiful, but quite isolated during the winter. Nonetheless, it is there, among the hardy island folk, that she finds not only the first love that marks her forever, but also family and a passion that will become her career. I'm attached to all of my novels for different reasons, but I do think this might be one of my best. You will cry, but hopefully you'll also laugh and come away deeply satisfied from this story of a woman trying to reconcile what might have been with the way things turned out for her. It's a challenge we all face as humans, to find and express love in the time and in the ways that our often unpredictable lives allow. Thank you again, and happy listening.
Dedication for Pam Pope and Oskara Stevic.
Tis the season. Manhattan, December 2019. Whenever December rolled around, Manhattan transformed itself into a city that Maggie didn't always recognize. Tourists thronged the shows on Broadway and flooded the sidewalks outside department stores in Midtown, forming a slow-moving river of pedestrians. Boutiques and restaurants overflowed with shoppers clutching bags, Christmas music filtered from hidden speakers, and hotel lobbies sparkled with decorations. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree was lit by multicolored bulbs, and the flashes of thousands of iPhones and crosstown traffic, never speedy in the best of times, became so jammed up that it was often quicker to walk than to take a cab. But walking had its own challenges. Frigid wind frequently whipped between the buildings, necessitating thermal underwear, plentiful fleece, and jackets zipped to the collars. Maggie Dawes, who considered herself a free spirit consumed by wanderlust, had always loved the idea of a New York Christmas, albeit in a look-how-pretty postcard kind of way. In reality, like a lot of New Yorkers, she did her best to avoid Midtown during the holidays. Instead, she either stayed close to her home in Chelsea or, more commonly, fled to warmer climes. As a travel photographer, she sometimes thought of herself less as a New Yorker and more as a nomad who happened to have a permanent address in the city. In a notebook she kept in the drawer of her nightstand, she'd compiled a list of more than 100 places she still wanted to visit, some of them so obscure or remote that even reaching them would be a challenge. Since dropping out of college 20 years ago, she'd been adding to the list, noting places that sparked her imagination for one reason or another, even as her travels enabled her to cross out other destinations. With a camera slung over her shoulder, she'd visited every continent, more than 82 countries, and 43 of the 50 states. She'd taken tens of thousands of photographs, from images of wildlife in the Okavango Delta in Botswana to shots of the Aurora Borealis in Lapland. There were photographs taken as she'd hiked the Inca Trail, others from the Skeleton Coast in Namibia, still more among the ruins of Timbuktu. 12 years ago, she'd learned to scuba dive and had spent 10 days documenting marine life in Rasha Ampat. 4 years ago, she'd hiked to the famous Paro Taksang, or Tiger's Nest, a Buddhist monastery built into a cliffside in Bhutan, with panoramic views of the Himalayas. Others had often marveled at her adventures, but she'd learned that adventure is a word with many connotations, not all of them good. A case in point was the adventure she was on now. That's how she sometimes described it to her Instagram followers and YouTube subscribers, the one that kept her largely confined to either her gallery or her small two-bedroom apartment on West 19th Street, instead of venturing to more exotic locales.